Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you wanted to send us an email, you could do that too. It's marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiljeins@gmail.com. A week from today is Thanksgiving Day, a time where we spend together eating turkey, ham, sweet potatoes, green bean casserole, butter rolls, pumpkin pie, and just a time where we spend with friends and family and just are thankful for what we've been given throughout the year. I don't know about you, but I am ready to get down on some turkey. It's one thing I always look forward to every year on Thanksgiving is a nice turkey leg, a little bit of dark meat, and of course some homemade mashed potatoes with the homemade gravy used from the drippings of the turkey itself. And then to wash it all down, a nice piece of homemade pumpkin pie with a big old dollop of Cool Whip on top. Sorry if it made you made your mouth water there a little bit. Made mine water a little bit myself. But wanted to share some tips with you on how to make your Thanksgiving Day safe. Now, the U.S. Fire Administration claims that more than 4,000 fires happen each Thanksgiving Day. So in order to help you avoid being one of the statistics, I found this article from Atlantic Trading with tips. There's a whole bunch of tips on how to be safe during Thanksgiving, from preparing your food to being around family, decorations and whatnot. I'm only going to share a few of the tips because I certainly want you to go to our website, and that's mvpinsure.us. Lower middle of the landing page, you'll see a link for Let's Talk Insurance. Click on that and it'll bring you to the blog post for today. If you happen to be listening to this later on, and you want to see all the tips and click through the article, easy enough. Just do what I said before, mvpinsure.us, middle lower of the landing page, Let's Talk Insurance Podcast. It'll bring you to our blog. And then up in the right-hand corner of the blog, you'll see there's a search bar. Just type in Thanksgiving Day tips or Thanksgiving Safety Tips. That's what it is. That's the name of the podcast today, Thanksgiving Safety Tips. Type that in the search bar, and it'll bring you to the blog post for today. Now, again, there's just a few because I want you to get out there and read the entire article because there's lots of tips on there, lots of information that I can't share in this short podcast. First tip that I want to share is never leave food unattended, especially while you're cooking. Fires can happen with things boiling over. So certainly don't leave your food unattended while you're cooking. And if you're going to deep fry, and that's one thing that I would love to try sometime, but I'm too scared of causing a fire and whatnot, says if you're going to deep fry, you're going to want to keep the fryer outside. Now, I've seen YouTube videos of people doing it in their garage and some disasters that happen with that. So definitely don't keep it indoors or any indoor area. You want to keep it outside. You want to keep it away from any walls and anything that's flammable. So get that thing out in the driveway. Make sure that it's away from the house, away from the garage, away from anything that could catch fire. And then, of course, you want to make sure that the fryer itself and anything that you put into the fryer is free from moisture. Now, a turkey, yeah, a turkey is moist, but from what I understand, when you prepare a turkey for frying, you have to pat it down and make sure that it's completely, number one, thawed, and number two, completely dried of all moisture on the outside and in the interior cavity. I think you have to take paper towels or whatever and get that in there just to get all the moisture away, because flash frying can cause moisture to explode, and then that would explode all of the oil out and hit that burner, and the whole thing could go up in flames. So definitely read the instructions that comes with the air fryer, with the deep fryer. And again, keep it outside, away from the wall, from any walls or anything flammable. And of course, anything that you put into that deep fryer, you want to make sure that it's free from moisture. The second tip, and this is an interesting one, avoid fresh stuffed turkeys. Now, I didn't know this was a thing. Most of my turkey, I picked up a turkey this week. I can't believe that I got it for, we got a 14-pound turkey, and it cost us about like $3.75, because we had a deal where if we spent $25, we could get a turkey for like 25 cents a pound or something. So at 25 cents a pound, 14-pound turkey, looking at $2.50, so like $3, a little over $3, $3.50, $3.75, somewhere around there. So we got it really, really cheap. Interesting thing was when I saw the price on the turkey, originally it was like $29 or something for a 14-pound turkey. So that's all I knew is that you get your turkey frozen. I didn't know that fresh turkeys was a thing, but apparently it is, according to this article. And so they do recommend that you stay away from fresh stuffed turkeys. All right. It says buy your turkey a few days before you cook it and keep it in the refrigerator. All right. If you happen upon a deal like I did, that is a week or so before, put the turkey in the freezer until you're ready to use it. It does talk about when it comes to frozen turkeys, it talks about, just to move on to the next tip, you need to properly defrost or thaw your turkey by either keeping it in the fridge, and it says every 4 to 5 pounds needs 1 day to thaw. So my 14-pound turkey, I need to take it out on Tuesday if I want to have it and put it in the fridge if I want it for that Thursday. Otherwise, it says you could submerge the turkey in its waterproof packaging in cold water, being sure to change the water every 30 minutes. And then it says every 1 pound of turkey flesh takes about 30 minutes to thaw. So my turkey, if I were to do the water method, take me several hours to thaw it that way. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to put it in one of those aluminum trays that you can get cheaply, roasting trays that you can get cheaply at the dollar store, put it in that, stick it in the fridge about Tuesday, and then it should be thawed and ready to go, or pretty much thawed, and then I'll do the cold water method to thaw it the rest of the way. All right. If you can use a microwave for some turkeys, apparently, but you want to read the manufacturer's instructions on how to do that properly. You definitely don't want to throw a 14 or 15-pound turkey in a microwave and hit defrost. That just is not going to happen. I don't think my microwave is big enough anyway. So make sure that you properly defrost or thaw your turkey. It recommends here that you don't pre-stuff your turkey. Now, I know, growing up for me, my grandparents, my parents would shove that turkey butt full of stuffing and then cook it that way and then pull it out. It all comes down to food poisoning and bacteria. Sometimes the internal temperature doesn't get to where it needs to be at the 165, and that could cause some issues with the stuffing. So they recommend that you don't stuff your turkey, that you cook the stuffing, or in other parts of the country call it dressing. They say to cook that separately. And that's a lot of recommendations that I've been seeing online with various cooks, well-known cooks. They talk about don't stuff your turkey. If you're going to stuff your turkey, you're going to stuff it with like lemons and thyme and rosemary and all these other things to make the turkey flesh taste a little better. Give it some flavor, and then obviously all that stuff will be thrown away when it's done. But they say don't stuff your turkey with stuffing or dressing, to cook that separately. All right. The last tip that I want to share with you here, it says leftovers can be safely eaten if put away properly for up to 3 days in the refrigerator, or they can be frozen. And it says that the food needs to be taken care of within 2 hours of being set out. So once you have your meal, you had your time within that two-hour period, that's when you're going to want to start putting that stuff away, because over that two-hour period, you're getting into a danger zone with bacteria and germs and whatnot. So if you're going to do leftovers, make sure that they're stored properly, and then eat them up to 3 days if you keep them in the fridge. Or go ahead and stick it in the freezer if it can be frozen. You know, a lot of the salads can't be frozen, but the turkey can. Stuffing often can. Mashed potatoes and that kind of stuff probably could. I'm not sure if mashed potatoes would survive, but you never know. So definitely look at putting away your leftovers safely. I do want you to go to our website. Again, that's www.mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. Lower middle of the landing page, Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to the blog post for today with links to the Atlantic Trading article, or Atlantic Training article on Thanksgiving tips. Now, I also have a link from the ASPCA on how to make Thanksgiving safe for your pets. Talks a lot about what you can and cannot feed your pet, being careful of bones and other things that could happen. So I've got a link to that as well. So if you do have pets at home, there are some additional tips from the ASPCA on how to have a safe Thanksgiving. I want to thank you again for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan, and we're in the Lakes, Michigan Lakeshore. You can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. Again, it doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that is www.mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's marcellians@gmail.com. It's marcellians@gmail.com. I want to thank you again for tuning in each and every week, and I hope you and yours have a very safe and very happy Thanksgiving Day. Take care.